It's April 5th, the anniversary of the mysterious death of Australia's iconic racehorse, Farlap. The 1930 Melbourne Cup winner died in California of colic in 1932. Here's Tommy Woodcock.
When the day went on a little bit, the horse got worse, and the vet, the horse was in terrible pain, and they left me there with a painful dying horse and not much I could do about him.
And it was in 1976 that ABBA's hit Fernando started its record 15-week run at number one on the Australian charts.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando.
And while we're on ABBA, happy birthday to Agnetha. The blonde singer is 69 and says that hit is her favourite of all the ABBA songs.
Because I have seen on all our concerts that people seem to like this number very much. And they sing along, they clap their hands.
Former Australian cricket coach John Buchanan is 66. He led the Australian Test team to a record 16 straight victories.
There's a real need to very much understand your own coaching philosophy, understanding your value sets and your cornerstones, knowing where you're going and how you're going to get there.
There's a few sporting birthdays for April 5. Melbourne Rebels half Quade Cooper is 31.
Cooper dummying. Quade Cooper, absolutely brilliant.
And one of AFL's best, 2016 Brownlow medalist Patrick Dangerfield, is 29 today.
They're swarming. Oh, no. Left boot, and Patrick Dangerfield has collected a magnificent goal.
Finally, three legendary Hollywood stars were born on this day. Spencer Tracy in 1900.
Maybe he thinks that if he needles me enough, I might crack.
The wonderful Betty Davis. She died aged 81 in 1989.
You'd like to put your arms around me right now, wouldn't you?
And one of the true greats, Gregory Peck, was born on this day in 1916, died aged 87 in 2003.
Tom Robinson now sits before you, having taken the oath.
All born on this day, April 5.